This morning, we are joined by the senior pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Winchester, Pastor Pat Finley. Welcome to the show, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, and thanks for the opportunity to speak with your people on Radio Land of WSKB. We appreciate your radio station and all that they do for our community.
Oh, well, thank you. Let's go ahead and jump right in. Of course, you've been the shepherd of Grace Baptist Church in Winchester for well over 20 years now since its founding. And I'm sure, of course, ministry tactics and resources and programs have changed over the years. But what does the ministry of Grace Baptist Church look like right now?
Different than any other time of the almost 30 years that we've been here. We have had to be very creative in ministering at this time, and of course we're very much hands-on and out there and about in the community and ministering to people and up close and personal, but at this particular time we're not just able to do that because of the crisis. So we're ministering, of course we're live streaming, probably like most of the churches in our area, in our community, and in our country, and doing a lot of online stuff and staying in touch that way. Also, we have some folks that are checking on some of our senior adults, and we've encouraged our church to kind of be the eyes and the ears and hands and the feet of Jesus from a distance. And but there's still times during times like this that we have to get involved. So, but it just looked different than ever before.
And of course, I know you've been having to kind of speak to an empty room on your Sunday morning services. But on a state and national level, some religious leaders have continued to meet against the advice of government representatives, and in some cases, the churches are even attempting to leverage their congregation or their congregating on the public policy of our day. What is your view on this?
Well, personally, from my understanding of the scriptures, in Romans chapter 13, where it talks about being subject to governing authorities, and I understand that there comes a time, and if there ever comes a time when the governing authorities oversteps their boundaries, that we have a biblical mandate to stick with what the scriptures say. But at this point, I don't sense or see anything that they're asking us to do that is contrary to what the Lord is. Now, I know we're together, and we are sort of gathering, I guess, via technology, but just because of the seriousness of the crisis that we're facing, I think there's a lot of wisdom, and I think we have a biblical precedent to probably align with what they're asking us to do at this time, but we know that eventually we look forward to gathering once again. But I personally don't think it's probably the wisest move. I feel like what we're doing, along with probably what many churches, and still doing ministry, just being a little creative and doing it online until this passes. That's my personal preference, and if somebody has a conviction that's different than that, then they've got to do what the Lord will do. But not the wisest thing to do at this point.
All right. Now, speaking along those same lines, many have ridiculed Michael J. Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, for his comments at the White House, where he said, according to Politico, God gave us grace on November 8th, 2016, to change the course that we're on. He was referencing, of course, the day that Trump was elected president. He said, taken out of schools and lives, a nation has turned its back on God. And then he offered advice to families that are in because of social distancing. He says, I encourage you to take this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope, where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It's amazing. He continued as Trump stood emotionless behind him, with our great president, vice president, and administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever. Now, with all of that in mind, and the quote there from Politico, what are your thoughts on what he said, and was it appropriate?
Absolutely appropriate, and a big hearty amen from this preacher. I thank the Lord when there's Christian businessmen and businesswomen in the marketplace that are bold in their faith. And on that platform, I don't know that you could have a larger platform and be as bold as Michael was, and did it in such a godly, Christ-loving way. It wasn't necessarily just in your face, but anybody, Ethan, that has any sort of finger on the pulse of where our nation is spiritually knows that there's not much of a pulse there, that our country is not where we need to be with God, and we are in desperate need of a great revival. And many churches and people have been praying for years, if the Second Chronicles 7:14 passage, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked way, and pray and seek his face, that God will hear us and God will heal us. And we're in desperate need. When we just look at the cultural war that's taking place and things that are just completely contrary to the Bible, whether it could, I don't mean to get controversial, but whether it gets into same-sex marriage or abortion and some of these major issues where the Bible speaks very clearly, and we've just kind of turned our back on all of that, and we're in desperate need. And so my prayer is that through all of this is that God will bring us back to where we need to be, and that we might experience another great revival, a national revival.
Interesting. So with the church's highest holidays kind of approaching, of course, a lot of people consider Christmas as being one of the high holidays, but arguably in the church, Easter is actually probably the highest holiday that's observed. What would be your advice to believers as they observe during this season?
Jesus Christ is alive and well and is on the right hand of the Father, and actually every Sunday we're celebrating his resurrection. But Easter is the most prominent Lord's Day on the calendar that we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. And none of that's changed. He's alive and well, and he's on the throne. And even in the midst of all this chaos and confusion, he knows what he's doing. And so we are going to celebrate. Now, it's going to look a whole lot different than any Easter I've ever seen. We're at Grace. We're going to be live streaming our services. We've got an early service that we're going to from a remote location, just me and one other person. So we'll be observing all of the rules that and the social distancing. But we will, from a remote location, do a sunrise service, and we're still going to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. And God works in mysterious ways. I would say this Easter, churches sort of are going to be maybe more filled than they've ever been before, just by people listening by way of the internet. And we're still celebrating. It's just going to look a whole lot different.
So, speaking of the whole lot different, if folks would like to attend Grace's services for Easter, where would they go? What would they do to find out where those are?
Well, everything is live streaming, and you would go, first of all, the easiest place is probably to our webpage, which is www.gbcky.org. And you can find the links there to go to our Facebook page, which it will live stream live from Facebook. And then also we have a YouTube channel that you can click on, and that'll take you to the service being live streamed from there. That will, if you can't catch it at 9:45 when it's live streamed on Easter Sunday morning, it is recorded, so you can go back and check it out on our Facebook page or on the YouTube channel. And we're privileged and have been for many years to be able to air our services live, or I'm sorry, recorded on WSKV every Sunday afternoon as well. So you can listen right here at WSKV and check it out on Easter as well.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be 12 o'clock on Easter Sunday. So wrapping up here on the interview, this is the fun question. We could not have the fun question. As you're practicing social distancing, and of course, Baptist preachers are famous. They are famous for knowing what to eat. What is your stay-at-home prep meal that you guys are enjoying right now as you and your wife are at home?
Well, I do enjoy eating. That's for sure. But I don't know that we have a go-to. My wife is teaches in the public school system here in Clark County, and so she has obviously not been to work, so she's been at home. And Cameron and I are enjoying home-cooked meals just just about every evening. And but I don't know that we have a staple go-to. We've just my wife, fortunately, is a very good cook, so we've been able to enjoy really good meals, sit-down meals, and just about every evening. So we're getting a little spoiled. But and of course, as a Baptist preacher, everybody knows we like fried chicken. But I don't know that I've had fried chicken. So.
Well, again, we've been speaking with the senior pastor, Grace Baptist Church in Winchester, Pastor Pat Finley. Thank you so much for your time, Pastor.
You bet. Thank you. God bless.